And you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana students have achieved record scores on high school advanced placement tests in the last year. Louisiana Department of Education reported that 8,697 students earned a score of 3 or higher on an AP exam, which is a 19% increase compared to the pre-pandemic numbers. Students who earn a score of 3 or better can receive college credit. Superintendent of Education Dr. Kate Brumley expressed satisfaction with the record number of students on the exams. He says that it emphasizes the importance of preparing students for future endeavors. Additionally, the number of students who pass their AP exams, with a total of 13,111 exams, according to state education officials. There's been a fatal plane crash in McCook, Nebraska. Officials say that the single-engine plane crashed in a southwest Nebraska town has killed one person and injured another who were on board, and it left a nearby house uninhabitable. A news release from the city of McCook says the crash happened near the town's airport on Monday. The city manager says one person was on board and declared dead at the scene. Another aboard was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Officials have not released names or speculated what caused the crash. The FAA website shows that the Piper six-seat plane is registered to a company in Shreveport, Louisiana. Governor-elect Jeff Landry has announced his 14 transition councils and their chairs. There are councils on agriculture, the coast, economic development, energy, infrastructure, education, and workforce development. That's standard for every incoming governor. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says it's interesting that he has a council that's devoted just to New Orleans.
I think it shows his concern about New Orleans and the discussion he's had publicly about lack of progress on crime, getting rid of it, the problems it's causing.
Landry has appointed New Orleans resident and chairman of Bollinger Shipyards as the chairman of the New Orleans Council. Pinsonet says it's a smart pick by the governor-elect.
Appointing Boise Bollinger, I think it shows that he's concerned about New Orleans, but he's also putting someone there who's very well respected.
Landry made reducing a crime one of his major priorities during his campaign. Heading up his Criminal Public Safety Council are 18th Judicial District Attorney Tony Clayton and New Orleans attorney and former prosecutor Laura Rodrigue. Pinsonet says both are on the front lines against crime. Landry's identified 14 areas that Louisiana needs the most attention, and his chairs are taking a serious look at solutions for the challenges they are facing. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.